Many, many Catholics throughout the world are rejoicing at this great feast of the apostles, St. Simon and St. Jude Thaddeus. And of course, the latter seems to be the more popular and more famous, but both of them are listed together, perhaps for that very same purpose. Simon the Zealot, he was full of zeal for the Word of God and for the truth of God. And thus the words of the Gospel very much pertain to him, and they pertain to any one of us who teach and preach the truth. We are hated even by those who should love us and who should honor us. And so today we join them who have already gone before us. St. Judas Thaddeus, that is his Hebrew name. In English, it has been the custom to change it to Jude because they don't want to associate him with Judas Iscariot, but has nothing to do with it. His name is Judas Thaddeus, and it means the strong-hearted, the strong-chested. Both of them, after the ascension of Christ, went to preach the gospel in Egypt, in Ethiopia, in Mesopotamia, and then lastly, they all met in Persia, and it was there that they were both put to death. Now, of course, Saint Judas Thaddeus is oftentimes depicted with a picture of Christ on his chest. The reason being that one of the kings to whom he preached the gospel asked to see Jesus. And so Saint Judas asked Saint Luke the evangelist to paint a picture of Jesus for him to show the king and others who wished to show Jesus who had never met him. And thus he is depicted with this picture of Jesus on his chest. He is also depicted with a club, because when the time to give his life for Christ came, he was clubbed to death, and so he is always depicted with a club. And St. Simon the Zealot is also depicted with the instrument of his martyrdom, with a saw. As a result, he is the patron saint of sawyers. And he, at the time of his martyrdom, he was sawed, cut into pieces with a saw to death. And thus they both shed their blood and gave their lives for Christ. And if we are to follow Christ, we will be maligned and gossiped about and whatever because of that. We too shall share in the sufferings of Christ. And we too, at one point or another, according to God's will, shall be put to death or perhaps tortured to death psychologically or physically for the sake of Christ. And so when we are made to suffer, and that indeed is part and parcel of the calling of Christ, then we need to rejoice that we have been made worthy to suffer with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.